always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, man, and this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to be rejoiced and be glad in it, man. Y'all know what's going down, man. Yada the King Radio. I do got to make this announcement, man. We are actually a part of another station, GospelNW.com, and they are being nominated for the Stellar Awards, man. You guys want to go ahead and vote for them? Actually, that's like the second show that we on that are getting nominated, man. So, hey, we're real close, man. But we just want to tell y'all, GospelNW.com is on the ballot. You can go to the StellarAwards.com to the end of to the 15th of this month. Go vote, and yo, just you know, some support. The Northwest is getting on the map, man, and that's really what's up. I've been chilling this whole week, man, you know, in the lab, getting it in. But more than anything, man, we're just excited to see what God is going to do. And just excited to have a platform where we can share the faith, the music, you know what I'm saying, the hip-hop music that might not get out as much as we would hope it to. But it's out now, man, and we're trying to get the masses to hear what we're doing. So, man, we gonna talk with SOCOM, man. We're going to get to hear his testimony. We get to hear, you know, a little bit about the military life, you know what I'm saying? Because I heard he be roughing cats up, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to front. I seen him rough a cat up before, you know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm just playing. I didn't see all that. But we're going to talk about that. And we also going to talk about authority. What does it mean to have authority in the kingdom of God? How can we have authority? And what it looks like when there is the wrong authority in control. And I think this is very important for us to understand the power that is in the kingdom of God. I actually been talking about this at my church for the last several months. I preach once a month, but I've been talking about the power of God and how we can have the authority that he has given us, man. So SOCOM actually had an experience this week, man. He can share about it if he wants to. But we're going to see what's up with him, man, in just a little bit. And since the Seahawks did not win, you know what I'm saying, I was like, man, let me do this. Let Seattle win on this podcast. I'm going to play a couple artists from the town, some artists putting it down for the kingdom, as well as SOCOM. SOCOM, he's in Seattle right now. Actually, he's in he resides in Lacey. But we would still say Seattle. You know what I'm saying? I don't think SOCOM's putting anywhere that he's from Lacey, unless it's on some mail. You dig? So let's check it out, man. This song right here, Pac-Man, Game Face. Get your game face on. Let's go.
Get your game face on.
Get your game face on.
Let me see you get your game face on.
Get your game face on.
Get your game face on.
Let me see you
get your game face on.
Go to work.
Go to work. Go to work. Work. Work.
Go to work.
Go to work. Go to work. Work. Work.
Now go to work.
Go to work. Go to work. Work. Work.
Work. Work.
Yeah.
Ride it out of work. Work.
I'm going in with no plans to lose. My notepad's a war path. It's open. I used wrap the retract and open the roof on your mind like convertibles to open. Opens your view, yeah, in your mental prison camp. Keep your thoughts captive so your inner man won't go against God, cause then you better off slap boxing, Edward Scissorhands. Yeah, get your game face on. Word is bond, don't be drawn by the preaching of his death, burial and resurrection. When it's on, you'll be strong like King Kong beating on his chest. Peter and John was arrested for preaching the message and the resurrection of Jesus. Paul stayed with his game face on, even when he got stoned like a reggae song. Go to work,
work, work.
Yeah.
Get your game face on.
Get your game face on.
Let me see you get your game face on.
Get your game face on.
Get your game face on.
Let me see you
get your game face on.
Go to work.
Go to work. Go to work. Work. Work.
Go to work.
Go to work. Go to work. Work. Work.
Go to work.
Go to work. Go to work. Work. Work.
Work. Work.
Yeah.
Ride it out of work. Work.
What's it mean if you seem like the holiest, but you think like the king of the Herodians in the streets where they fiend for the opiates? So I'm like, feel Hitler preaching to an Ethiopian. Yeah, cause I move and I drop news. Most dudes hit snooze on the gospel. So in the pews they assume that they got truth. But like Eminem's crew, they ain't got proof. Yeah, get your game face on. Even if you're not called to be martyred by the enemy, Christ displayed the epitome of a game face when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. So let it get better than your mainframe, dog. Instead of getting severed when the same blade draw, you practice, you'll be ready like John the Baptist when he got beheaded with his game face on. Go to work, work, work. Get your game face on.
Get your game face on.
Let me see you get your game face on.
Get your game face on.
Get your game face on.
Let me see you.
Let me see you get your game face on.
Go to work.
Go to work. Go to work. Work. Work.
Go to work.
Go to work. Go to work. Work. Work.
Now go to work.
Go to work. Go to work. Work. Work.
Work. Work.
Yeah.
Ride it out of work. Work. Go. Go. Go to work on 'em. Go. Go. Go to work on 'em. Go. Go. Go to work on 'em. Go. Ride it out of work, work.
Go to work. Go to work. Go to work. Work. Work.
Go to work.
Go to work. Go to work. Work. Work.
Go to work.
Go to work. Go to work. Work. Work.
Work. Work.
Yeah.
Ride it out of work, work.
Presents
Mark Arthur's debut album, The Obligation,
featuring Jay, Michelle Bonilla, JR, Shylin, and more. Available now on iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, Bus Shop, and Holy Coach. Check out Mark Arthur's new music video, Away From Here, directed by Josh Wan and shot by Essa. Mark Arthur's The Obligation. Mark Arthur knows his obligation. Do you? Visit markarthuronline.com. We invite you to join in fellowship with us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you could come as you are, but you just can't stay that way.
Mail's here, ma'am.
Oh, thank you.
I think I saw your son playing in the street.
Oh, okay.
Well, aren't you going to tell him to stop playing in the street?
What? Restrict my little Bobby? He has the freedom to do whatever he feels like doing.
But there are cars driving by, big trucks. He shouldn't play in the street.
That's his choice. Who are you to judge his actions anyway?
Ma'am, I'm concerned about your boy. He could get hurt.
Don't you impose your values on me. It's judgmental people like you that need to realize that not everyone lives by your standards.
Don't you care about your little boy?
Of course I do. I always support his decisions and would never dream of judging him.
Sometimes the most loving action is to show someone that what they're doing is wrong. If a friend is making harmful choices, do you care enough to let them know?
Another message from Lifeline Productions, located on the web at lifelinepro.com.
Yeah, Yadity King Radio. That's the jam right there. Cobby Patricia, song is called Sign the Dotted Line. I said, man, since the Seahawks lost today, I'm going to try to get a lot of cats from the town on. And SOCOM laughing, but his Oakland Raiders lost today. Tim Tebow played a good game, man. Tebow played a good game, man. Shout out to the Christians. Ooh. Represent. You dig? Hey, man, let's get it in, bro. We love to hear the testimonies, man, about where God has brought you from, how you came to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Go ahead and share that with us right now.
Man, well, just, you know, like I said earlier, with just growing up, like, I never knew the Lord. I never knew who Jesus was. I heard the name, but, you know, it's just like saying Mark or Kathy or whatever. So it was like no power in the name to me. I know who Jesus was. Never grew up in the church. So, you know, just growing up or whatever, like I said, I never knew my dad. My dad left when I was two, so I never really knew him. And then my mom, and then my stepdad, but just, so with them, what happened? My stepdad, you know, he sold drugs, so we traveled all across the states. You know, where we couldn't keep a house, so we always stayed in hotels and motels, and just wherever we could settle down for about a month or so. So I've been to like 15 different middle schools all across America.
Wow.
You know, I was a kid with the, you know, the holes in my knees on my jeans and the pony pump up shoes, and you know, the old cheap Kmart shirts on, and you know, I wasn't flying that like that, you know. I was always the kid to get made fun of for my clothes at first.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then, you know, I had FBI pulled me out of class, questioning me about my parents and stuff, asking, wow, you know, where you guys moving to next and this and that. And, you know, just growing up when you're in middle school or whatever, you ain't paying attention to that, so you don't realize what's going on. And, you know, just growing up, and then, you know, we got into high school, so Arizona, we ended up going out there, and my stepdad, his dad had passed away, so we ended up moving out there, kind of settling down out there a little bit, so I ended up going to high school out there. I was playing football, the high school quarterback out there for the football team, ended up, you know, being a starter, 145-pound wrestling champion, 110-meter hurdle state champion as well. So I was basically an athlete in school. That's all I had, man. All I did was work out, run around the neighborhood, just working out all the time, just trying to get good, you know, just athlete, because that's the only way I can, you know, basically that's my escape from the life that I was in,
yeah,
with my parents. So I just put in hard work to be an athlete, man. You know, on the weekends, you know, after the game and stuff, I start hanging out with the wrong crowds and going to parties and start hanging out with more gang member type dudes and just guys selling drugs and stuff. We load up the, you know, our, the car was loaded with like 5-6 dudes in the car, put a bunch of bats and, you know, pipes and stuff in the back and go out looking for people just to beat up and, wow. and find homeless people on the side of the road under the little bridges or whatever, and, you know, pull up. They act like we're going to give them a ride and get out and beat them down, you know, where the dudes can't even move. And, you know, it was crazy. And then, you know, so I get older, I get a full ride scholarship. I couldn't went to play football for Central Iowa. My mentality at the time was, you know, there ain't no white folks in Iowa, so ain't no black folks in Iowa, so I don't want to get rich, so I ain't going to Iowa.
Yeah.
So, and that's just my mentality. I was crazy, you know, it wasn't thinking right. So I ended up taking a full ride scholarship for track and wrestling at a community college called Pima Community College out in Tucson. And then I get out there, and, you know, I'm going to college, I'm living with two females, chasing their friends, trying to, you know, I had a girlfriend for, you know, basically food, I had a girlfriend for clothes. So it was like, you know, I had all these different girls I was, you know, just weird and stuff. But then I'm working on the side so I can have money for parties and, you know, stuff on the weekends.
Yeah.
So I don't have to pay for nothing. Everything paid for my college. All I had to do was go to school. I could barely do that. You know, I'm sitting in class, falling asleep because I'm partying too much, about to flunk out of college. I'm hanging out with the same type crowd at these parties and stuff. And there's a lot of times, man, where, like, we've been at parties where a guy trying to throw the keg over the wall. The dudes from, one of the gang members go out to the car, grab a gun, come back in, start rounding, start shooting out in the back porch.
Wow.
And out there, the way the house was made, it's like a brick wall across the back. You kind of have to jump high to get over them. So, you know, you come out randomly shooting, pow, 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 pow. You know, guys are ducking down. Like, one time I could have died right then. I'm standing there at a, you know, gas station pumping gas. You hear a car drive by, pow, 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 drive by shooting. You know, for me, about 7 feet away, the bullets hit a pole. You know, once again, God spared my life.
Yeah.
I'm still not realizing it. And then, I was starting to fuck out of school. And then, you know, I'm like, you know, I have to do something with my life. I'm going to end up in prison or something. So I seen a military recruit. I'm like, man, how fast can you get me in the Army? I was in good shape then, so I won't worry about the physical stuff.
Yeah.
He was like, man, I can get you out of here in about a month and a half. So, you know, I was about to fail out of school. I fell out of school, I'm going to lose my scholarship, and I'm basically done, you know. So I end up going in the Army. I go out to Augusta, Georgia. And then, you know, just get around the same type of people out there. I get in a rap group out there, Speckle Group. And we doing shows out there, winning talent shows at clubs, opening up for major artists out there. You know, being on the radio out there, we came out on the CD, selling out the trunk, always selling out every weekend, you know. So we thought we were doing something. You know, selling, we recording in the house out there, you know, out in apartments and outside. They out there selling crack, stealing cars, you know, just same mess. And one day what really woke me up was I was at a Popeye's Chicken, got caught up in an armed robbery. And the day my two twin daughters was born, I had a gun sticking in the back of my neck, caught up in a robbery. And that's kind of like when it flashed in front of my eyes that, you know, I always promised myself if I had kids, I wouldn't want them to come up the way I did, not knowing my dad.
Yeah.
So I was like, I think that was like when the light clicked on. And, I still didn't know the Lord at the time. But then I met my wife, you know, and when she started going to church and, like, we moved out of San Antonio, she started going to church more and more. And I'm like, man, you just went to church. Why are you coming home so happy? You know, I'm like, you ain't watched the football game. You know, why you so happy?
Yeah.
So I was like, man, let me try this thing out. She always invited me, so I'll go out there with her.
Yeah.
And, I come back home, and I'm like, man, you know, I go to church. I'm like, nothing what I expected. I'm thinking you have to go there in a suit. Can't talk. Can't move. You have to sit still. You know, it was totally blew my mind. Like, it was opposite of every, you know, perception that I had of it. So, you know, I'll go a couple Sundays, skip, go back, skip. The next thing you know, I'm like, I heard a sermon that just, you know, I can't really remember to this day, but I know it touched me to where, like, I was so caught up that I was like, Lord, you know, if this is real, I'm going hard for the world. So if I'm going hard for the world, you know, if I give my life to you, I'm going to go hard for you.
Yeah.
So I made that decision, man. I was like, God basically found me there, bro. You know, where I gave my life to Christ then, and then, a lot of people
glory,
think,
hallelujah.
You're like the Christ at that button flips on you, super Christian. It was like, nah, it was a process.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, I was like still going hard for God. I was so hungry. I wanted to learn more. I was, getting in Bible study groups, getting in men's groups. We was in a couples ministry group. When we ended up moving out to Virginia, we started getting around more people just to disciple and bring us up. And, you know, so it was cool, man. And, I was telling my wife, this was like 3 or 4 years after I got saved. And I was like, you know what you think? The same thing that I was doing for the world, you think I could do it for the Lord? Like,
yeah.
And basically bring people to God through that way. Like, pray about it and see. So, I prayed about it, and it's like I got a real strong peace about it. So I was like, wow. And then I kept coming across this site called SoundClick.com. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
But I came across, like, my man, C. Micah, that I'm, like, one of the best friends to this day, you know. Came across, like, K-Drama.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, McCray was on there. A couple other dudes. And, you know, I was like, man, these dudes are kind of tight, you know. My wife tried to give me a CD. For, I ain't gonna name the group, but she gave me a CD of a Christian artist at the time. And, you know, I was like, I pulled that mug out the CD player, threw it out the highway, and put about 50 cents back in the CD player, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, because, you know, Christian rap came a long way. It was a little corny back then. So, when I heard these dudes, man, I was like, this is tight. So, God gave me a piece about it. I started recording. I was like, well, I'm going to see if I can make a little demo. So, I recorded. Just passed them out for free in the neighborhood. And I hear cars riding by, both in the south. I'm like, whoa, man. They're really playing the music. So, you know, then we ended up moving out to San Antonio. And then, Colorado, sorry. And then that's when I started connecting with, like, Jay May and some of the guys from the organization called I-25 Alliance, like JJ, and they had, like, Fine Flavor Records out there.
Yeah.
Still, you know, some other cats, and we all just started, you know, linking up. And that's when it really, you know, kind of took off. And I also do event, you know, coordinating. So I put on an event called Midwest Music Festival. And this is when God really showed me that the ministry was serious, because, like, when we had 1,200 people come out, and then we had 120 people get in after Christ. Gang members laying their colors at the altar, hugging opposite rival gang members. We had
people on
drugs declaring that, you know, they're giving their life to Christ. We had young students declaring, like, the straight F, declaring that, you know, they're giving their life to Christ, and getting reports back saying, you know, their whole demeanor in school had changed. Now they're getting invited to go see the President of the United States. And I was like, man, this ministry is real. That's when it really hit me that, you know, this ain't no game. This is for real. So,
wow.
It's amazing, man. What God could do, what we had ourselves, and then he came in and just changed you from the inside out and takes you to a whole nother level. It's amazing.
Amen, bro. We're going to go to your song right now, man. Your testimony was powerful. But you got a hit on your hands, brother. This song is called Get Low. I mean, I've been banging this since you gave it to me. Talk about this track, man. It got your boy C. Micah on it as well.
Yeah, man, this is like, I've always liked dance music anyway. So anytime you get a Folkon CD, I'm going to have at least 2 or 3 dance tracks on it. That's a dance heat anyway.
Yeah.
But Get Low, man, it's basically talking about, like, you know, as Christians, a lot of people like, well, are you a Christian? You can't dance. Why are you doing all that? You ain't supposed to dance. You're supposed to be stiff and, you know. So I'm just trying to break those shackles free, man, and be like, hey, we can still have fun as Christians. We can still have a good time.
Yeah.
So the basis called, you know, get low, let's have fun. Let's just dance. Let's just party and praise Christ. And so that's basically what the song just basically talking about. We can still dance and have fun as Christians.
All right, y'all. So check it out. He went from throwing parties in the world to throwing parties in the kingdom, man. Let's get this track on. Get Low featuring C. Micah. So calm. Let's go, y'all.
Yeah, I see you over there. Go get off the wall, Chris. Come on, Saint. Let's get it. Hey, hey. I'ma hit the flow. Gon' praise like you know. Already in the building. Yo, get it like you know. Gotta rep it for the low. See, that's so kind. Gonna hit you with your flows. Hey, hey. I gotta put you in the spirit, cause the fruit that I beg, gotta share, get with it.
Hey,
see me on the street, sold souls, we get it. Make a rap about Christ's sight.
No, he did.
Preach the blocks, I'm a soldier on a mission. Won't change the message, brother, change the method in a sentence.
Yes.
Say we can't dance, ain't nobody saying. So I took an intermission to enter into the missions. Like,
I'ma get low, 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 I'ma get low.
Get up,
get down,
get up, get down,
get up, get down,
get up, get down,
get up, get down.
this is C dot free with this here. I float like this, I float like that, but my flow ain't nothing without them facts. So I get low, not a dance, but whip my face to the flow. Put a prostrate in the face of the Lord. If you understand, raise your hands up, wanna call. It's alright to dance, please get free, get the bricks out your pants. This might be your last chance, so go on, cut a rug like when David danced. Cause Christ in the building, it's about a walk, not just a feeling. So make your way to the flow, everybody, everybody, get low.
I'ma get low, 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 I'ma get low.
Up, I know you love this beat. Had to get your creature sipping on the milk to the meat. Everybody ain't ready for the word there to speak. Like cruising down your street and you see my shoulder lean. As Christians and religious might condemn me for that. Don't see every day when the cross on my back. Don't brag, don't boast, they might wanna fall back. Ain't religion but relationship, that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
You might not understand me now. I ain't just about hands up moving the crowd. Matter of fact, you can just pull them down. But if Christ comes first, you no longer bound. To the man in me is true. Tricks of the world no more. Get free in the spirit with your Holy Ghost. I know the fire burning deep down in your bones. If you're ready, pay attention, cause here we go. Like,
I'ma get low, 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 I'ma get low.
To sin, but he came and unlocked it. Now I am free and no longer a hostage in bondage, involved with the illicit nonsense. I cling to his promise, and though I'm a novice, I try to learn him better like a student in college. The letter he has helped to explain our position is more than a title, why we call ourselves Christians. The mission's no different from when he ascended. The difference is we do not grasp what we're given. In our living question, this giftings lead to wrong decisions based on traditions. My fleshly men will leave you lost and drifted. When you purpose driven, your mind is heaven's intentions. Now you focus vivid and you see clearly just why you living.
I am redeemed,
I am
set free,
I am
everything that God called me to be.
I am.
Walking in faith, constantly seek his face. A new creature and them old things have all passed away. Sometimes they stay in my remembrance. I must cast away the thoughts and heavy things on my mind that try to hold some weight. But it's safe in the arms of Christ, so I must try to stay. Choose to stay who you will serve, you're just a prayer away. Heaven's gates are open for all to receive his love today. And us who stray, he forgives again and we repent and stay.
stay far from them offenses and sins we are prone to. Temptations will come, we must know what we're drawn to. Is it the porn, dude, or alcoholic brews? Even the fast food, or lazy watching the two? Regardless, you must judge you, then come to the one who can set you free and make you justifiable, reliable, faithful, responsible. He provides the tools, it's up to us to make sure that we get the proper use. I am redeemed,
I am
set free,
I am
everything that God called me to be.
I am,
I am
accepted,
I am
so loved,
I am
highly favored from the God up above.
I am by the homie J May. He actually did that, man. The only time I seen him though, he like his voice was really going out. You know what I'm saying? Like when he started doing this song though, the people got up with him. And that's really what's up, man. We chilling right now, getting it in with the homie SoCon, man. SoCon, man, let's talk about you getting involved with music. You did talk about you being involved in secular rap and all that, man. You know what, but I mean what was the time that you realize that this is not just a gift God gave you, but a ministry? And you kind of alluded to it earlier, but go ahead and share that again.
Yeah, that was when, like I said, me and J-May, man, we lived in the same city out in Colorado Springs. And, you know, we coordinated an event called Midwest Music Fest. And we brought out, you know, the Craig came out. We had Mark J come out. You know, we had like 20-something different artists from across the country. You know, just all between Christian hip-hop, Christian R&B, and then spoken word artists, all on this event. You know, we promoted real hard on the radio and just passing out flyers. We had like 1,200 people come through. And then, like at the end of the night, man, I shared my testimony, and then we get an altar call. We had 120 people that come respond to the altar call saying that they want to dedicate their life to Christ.
Yeah.
And when I seen that, and I seen guys, like gang members displaying the colors at the altar, like, they hugging rival gang members. You got guys that's, like, strung out on drugs just saying that they want to live for Christ now. And like I said, like, young teenagers that was, like, about to drop out of school, and now they turn around dedicating their life to Christ. It's like, opened my eyes, like, wow, this ain't just having fun or just music. You know, it was more of a, it's real, the ministry. People really listen to what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's when the guys, like, you know, this ain't nothing to be playing with, it, but this is for real. And that's when it really touched me. And I was like, wow, this is serious. And then just getting reports back, like, people would email me and be like, you know, I had a song called Rescue Me on my Kingdom Music album. I had somebody, like, email me saying they were about to commit suicide, and yeah, they heard that song, and it changed their whole life. I'm like, wow, you know, it's amazing. Like, what we speaking that we don't even really realize sometimes is changing somebody's life. You know, so I think that's when it really touched me was, probably from that Midwest Music Fest event. That's when I really knew it was a ministry.
Yeah. Now, I mean, like, some people would be like, man, you just rapping and, people really not going to get changed from, rapping. What would you say about that? I mean, you gave some valid testimonies, but, I mean, what's some other stuff that you would say? Because people don't realize the power of music, the power of words, even.
I think another key thing, what we do too, is what, at least what we really, really push and try to do when we do event at different churches is, like, if we really don't know them, I try to connect with them as far as talking to them, you know, personally on the phone, and I'll be like, you know, explain what we do. We're not just coming to do a concert, you know. I'm not just coming to do music and that's it. You know, I always share my testimony, and, you know, we always have an altar call. I don't like just do a concert and walk off the stage and that's it. You know, I'd rather, because it's not about us rapping, it's not about us doing the music, it's about bringing souls to Christ. So when I connect with these people that, you know, I'd be like, hey, this is what we're trying to do. Do you have a team in place there? Like, if somebody gave their life to Christ, do you have a team in place there that can reach out to these guys if they don't have a home church, if they don't have any Christians around them? Can you guys plug these guys in to either your ministry or a ministry that's close to where they're at that you connected with or something?
Yeah.
So these people can get discipled up. So I think that's one aspect that we see myself, J-May, see Micah, Apostle, these guys, but I think that's an aspect that we bring to the ministry that you might not see too much of. or just the discipleship part as far as getting them connected with places that we're going to.
Man, no, that's real talk, man. Let me ask you this, man. You've been doing Christian hip hop for a while. When did you say you started again?
Like 1942, man. It was getting it in.
All right, man. But...
No, man. I started in late 05. I released my first CD in 2006, I think it was.
Okay. So you've been in it about 5-6 years, man. What for the young cats that are getting into it or thinking about hopping in it or even in music already, man, what's a way that you believe that they should carry their ministry and themselves as they go about doing what God has called them to do in this platform, man?
I think first and foremost, keep to understand humble. Because I'm gonna tell you how God works, man. Like, When I first started doing Christian hip hop, and I mean, you don't have to do this necessarily, but this is how God really worked through me to where He brought me to, you know, the way where I was at and where He brought me from. I would drive from Colorado Springs all the way to Houston, Texas, for a 10-minute set out of my own pocket. You know, I would get down there, and a lot of people were like, "You crazy, bro? Driving like 12 hours or whatever it was for a 10-minute set?" But they don't realize when I got down there, I would do the set. I would make connections with other people, with other artists, with other event promoters. And then I would sell, you know, like enough CDs to make the money back that I went down for these events for. So it was like I never even came out of my pocket.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I would go to like Little Rock, or I'd go to Atlanta or whatever, out of my own pocket, and I would make more connections. And then, but what I see a lot, like what I've seen, you know, is like, catch me like, "Nah, I ain't going there unless they pay me. Or I ain't doing this unless, you know, this or whatever, man." Like when people try to book me, I'll leave that spot open. And I ain't saying this for everybody. This is just what God gives me. I don't even put a price on my honorarium or nothing like that. I'm like, "You want to book me? If they can't afford to bring me out, man, sometimes I'll pay for myself to go out there. But it's a blessing if they can get me out there." And then, because a lot of times we put a price limit on ourselves, like, "Yeah, I'm $300, I'm $1,000, I'm $12, whatever." And they like, you might be like an event at a church, they'd be like, "Well, we're going to give you $3,000, but you only said $500. You know, so it's like, I don't even put a price on it. I'll be like, "Lord, whatever you have me do, if it's a free event, whatever, just like, praise God. And if they blessing me with financially, praise God for that too." So He's always took care of me. Man. So I just love it. My main thing is seeing souls come to Christ and just fellowshipping with other people. And another part I would say is you get some artists that get a superstar status and they do a concert and then they go into the back green room and don't even fellowship with the fans or the supporters that come to the event. One thing me and my brothers talk about all the time is, like, no matter how huge or if God blows the ministry up or whatever, you know, we always going to be out at our table praying with people. We going to be there, you know, connecting with people. We going to be there just talking to people and having fun, man. That's, you can't forget where we came from.
Right. No, that's good stuff, man. And speaking of collabing and getting it in with cats, man, when you do it the right way, I know one thing, man, you can't lose, man. And that's one of your new singles, man, Can't Lose. Man, talk about this song, man, and who's on this joint.
We got T. Hattie, we got Rick Flow, and Say La Flow on Can't Lose. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, in the end, man, if you go all the way to the end of the Bible, it basically, we win. So it don't matter what you go through in life, how bad you get put down or whatever, we can't give up. We got to get back up because ain't no way we can lose, man. God already got the plan and purpose for our life. So this earth is just temporary. Heaven is eternal, man. So we can't lose.
And that's what it is. Yada the King Radio. We can't lose. Let's get it in on Yada the King. Here we go.
trust me, I felt the pain. Praise made a way, faith melted the strain. I believe in peace came, and life is getting better. I'm doing less talking,
and walking like a letter.
Can't say that I've been better, in bondage with a vendetta. Been in the mud, but in my blood was a go-getter. Obstacles in my opticals, much seemed impossible. But no weapon form taught me I'm unstoppable. I'm on a new pad, I hired a new staff. I'm speaking a different language, I'm doing that new math. Added and multiplying like task, God is multi-supplying. Caught me, now I am connected like I am. Instant messages, downloads, upgrades, updates. That's a harvest from the many days that I stay up late. I must say, no, I'm not lucky, it is His grace. I knew that we would make it, stay in place in His face.
See, it's not an option, I'ma keep on moving. I'ma keep on winning, enemies are losing.
I found the light, so I got that new shine. Elevator music that got me feeling excited, bruh. Open up my mind and let the spirit ignite it, bruh. Truth on the forefront, heart beating for you more. Psalms 24 got me feeling like never before. The earth is the Lord's, man, I'm thankful I am yours. Any door I could have walked through, but I'm choosing yours. You and me, blue skies, let's fly away. I mess up every day, but yet you wipe it all away. Dry erase, yet the book calls it grace. The only way I can make it through these troubled days, with my hands up high, my head up to the sky. Deuces to the world, and you, I am made alive. I will never be the same, I am forever changed. Saved, I found a way, just seeking your face.
With me, it's not an option, I'ma keep on moving.
So we moving it out the way. Now we pressing harder, we pushing more in the faith. Trying to reach the streets for our Jesus to get us saved. We know it's by His grace, the reason that I've been trained. No longer do the things I used to do, my past has been erased. Now I'm living for the Christ, I see a world that wants to hate. Try to keep me down, no longer found, I'm not around this place. Faith is not an option, no, enemy wants your soul. Gotta keep on moving now, all the past is let it go. When it's time to get it rough, feeling like an overload. Remember this, for Jesus as we walking down this narrow road.
Faith is not an option, I'ma keep on moving.
is her savior. Making an upheaval, screaming, I don't pay tides, barely pay Caesar. Slim and shady, initials are Eminem. She don't have friends unless the friends got Benjamin. Fat chance dating her, won't get play. She say I ain't Dutch if I'm going UK. She park a Navigator by a three-story house. Got a gold grill in her ride while I'm out. Kidding, but she do live lavish. Ain't nothing wrong with that, except the soul looks famished. Always catch a flossing at the basketball games. VIP party, A-list is a name. She say without me, the world is just funny. Cause everybody want me like I came from money.
Shorty wanna rock and roll. As long as she fly, she's okay, all the fellas say.
Testimony. Her two eyes rolled to him, wow, she cold. But I just kept talking, told her Jesus loves her, and baby started walking. Seen her days later, passing by the cleaners, smiled and I waved, but her face got meaner. Said, wait, boo, I'm just waving cause I seen ya. Why your face cringe like you ate a jalapeno? Laughed and we loosened up, now we just talking. Told me she been searching, when we turned walking. Life has been hard on her, friendships are hazardous, money by the much, but
Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
That was the homie Velvet featuring William Demps, man. Money don't save, man. If you think money is going to save you, hey, it's not. I mean, matter of fact.
You can call or text me.
Yeah, you can call or text. Oh, okay. You know Vel a little bit. That's what's up.
Homie Vel, yeah. Shout out to Velvet, man. He's met that cat up here in Washington, man. That's a cool dude, too.
Yeah, that's our brother, man. He be in the studio every other week at least. You know what I'm saying? So we getting it in with him, man. But we chopping it up with you, man. The topic of the day is authority, man. And it's kind of crazy because you had just talked about the book that you had read called Honest Reward, or the DVD that you were watching by John Bevere, which actually talked a lot about authority, man. So in your definition, you know what I'm saying, what is authority and how can we respect authority, or how do we neglect authority?
Let's see. I think basically authority is when you're given, to break it down, man. So you got like police officers, you got school teachers, you got, you know, like just law enforcement, you got the military, you got, you know, just people that's put in these places.
Yeah.
And one thing that I learned is what I used to. I used to be like, man, I can't stand the president, man. This dude's garbage. This, you know, just basically like, not recently, but I'm talking about prior, you know, when Bush was in office, I'd be like, man, forget the president. He's garbage, this, that. Until, you know, I got into the John Bevere Honest Reward series, and we started talking about, you know, authority comes from God.
Wow. Yeah.
So, you know, we're supposed to be praying for these guys, not down-talking them. When we down-talking them, we messing ourselves up. So, I think, man, like, there's people that's put in positions that has that power, man. We should be praying for all authority. God got from there for a reason.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, man. Why do you think Christians have a hard time with authority? I mean, it's crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? We hear so many people that be like, man, I don't vote. I'm not, you know, I'm a Christian. I don't vote. I really don't care about the president. I really don't care about the police. You know, the pastor, man, hey, man, I'm trying to get his position. You know, like, why are people tripping so much about authority, especially in the church?
Can I keep it real? I don't know, like, everybody else, but I know with me, like, I had a pride issue.
Mm.
Like I said, when I was growing up, I always had to fend for myself. So it's like everything I did, it was about me, or it wasn't about nothing, you know? And, like, I had to get it on my own. So it's like, I had to basically look out for myself. So that was what my issue was. Is like, you know, like, I don't know this dude, what I'm gonna respect him for. I don't know who this dude is, you know. So until, you know, like I said, I got in that Honest Reward series, man, and like that whole series started stripping stuff from me. But
yeah,
I think that's what it boils down to, is just people have pride issues of somebody else being in charge of them.
So do you think it's because they don't know the leadership?
I wouldn't say that. The people know, like, when somebody in authority, you got a police officer, you know he's in authority.
Right.
You know, you got the president, you know he's in authority. So I think, like I said, I think people just be prideful, or they just, either they don't know what the Bible says about that, or they just don't care.
Yeah. Now there's a couple of things that we want to talk about, too. How does a Christian access the authority that God has given him for life, you know what I'm saying, just in general, in the spiritual realm? I mean, a lot of cats don't know about the authority that God has given us, so they walk through life defeated and all that. Let's talk about that, man.
Yeah, well, you know, the scripture, I don't know right offhand, but it's talking about, you know, God gave us dominion on the earth, man, just to walk with that power, just to trample on scorpions and snakes and to take our authority, you know, take that. If the enemy, you know, he might roam this earth, you know, from, you know, just roaming the earth looking to see who he can devour. But we got the authority to speak life. We got the authority to take what God has given to us and use it for his kingdom on this earth.
Yeah.
You know, so I think when we exercise the power and stuff that God has given us on this earth, that, man, if so many more people just tapped into that, man, Christians would be something to reckon with, bro. We could be real powerful on this earth, but so many people don't have that faith, or they second guess themselves, like, oh, I don't know if I can do this, and well, blah blah blah. Man, I think if we just pushed into that we would be Christians would be a lot more effective than we are today.
Yeah. And I think that's very crucial for Christians to understand that part of Christianity is having authority. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
Now, when we have authority, does this mean that we're like bosses over people? I mean, do you think sometimes people take authority and run with it and use it the wrong way?
I'm sure they do, bro. Like, you know, they be like, you got people that abuse that power. You know, you might, for instance, you might be in a church ministry or something, and somebody might be put over a certain file. Maybe they're getting ready to do a musical for the church during a certain season or something. Yeah. Somebody's over the clothing department. Maybe they might be trying to exercise more of a, I wouldn't even say it's authority, it's more of an abuse. You know, like, hey, you're gonna do this and this. If you can't make it on this day, you got to volunteer to saying, hey, I can make it on this day to come help out. I want to So give my time to come help out, you know. But you got somebody that's in that apartment trying to exercise authority, be like, no, I need you here on this day, and you have to be here at this time or whatever. You know, when the person already committed, say, I could be here on a Tuesday and a Thursday, but I can't be here on a Monday, you know, because they're giving their time. They might have a job. But yeah. Then you get somebody over them, they get placed in this position, authority over the, you know, the clothing department, be like, no, if you can't come here on me, you know, just going off or getting crazy on them, you know, that's just an example. There's many examples, I'm sure, out there, but there's so many people that exercise it the wrong way that it runs people off sometimes, you know.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about in the spiritual realm as far as authority against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, this is like a scary thing for Christians sometimes. They don't want to approach the spiritual world, but there is wickedness. There is evil. There is an authority that they operate under, and God has given us authority over them. But how can we access this in our life, man, so that we can have that power that God has given us to not be afraid of the enemy, man?
I think for one, I think a key thing for us to do, man, is just praying, asking God what, you know, to lead you in the right way, first of all. You know, and I think even in the scriptures, man, there's like even in 13, right, it was Romans 13:1, to let every soul be subject to governing authorities, so there's no authority except from God, and authorities that exist are appointed by God. You know, so I think when we exercise our authority, even in the spiritual realm, man, we can speak. Like I said, we can pray against those things. We can speak life. We can speak anything that we speak. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So yeah. When we're speaking against this stuff, man, we can come against it and just and they kind of leads me back, because I didn't mention this during the tour, bro. It's crazy because the day before we started our tour for the movement tour, my Mac had crashed.
Yeah. But
then I called my DJ OSP. He was like, "Hey, bro, that's crazy because my laptop crashed."
Wow.
I was like, man, that's crazy, bro. Then the next day, you know, I call Apostle. His flight's going to come in at 12. He's like, man, I don't even know if I'm going to make it, bro. My flight got all messed up, and I ain't going to be there. He's like, they're talking about they might cancel my flight.
Wow.
I was like, oh, man. So he came in. The next thing you know, we took up J-Man. Me and C-Mike, bro, we got J-Man in the back. You know, C-Mike, he's like, yeah, well, nothing happened to me and J-Man yet, you know. They say, as soon as he said that, yo, J-Man, like, pull over. I'm like, what's going on, man? What's wrong with you? He's like, hurry, pull over. So I pulled over. That mug got out the truck. Just threw up everywhere, bro, out of nowhere.
Wow.
I was like, man, this is crazy. Then, you know, we got back in the truck. He was like, feeling so bad that he couldn't even go on stage that first night at Championship.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then we got Apostle, like our last night on that event up in Everett. We was up, you know, he was praying during his set. And then the same time he was praying during his set, there's a earthquake that hit Oklahoma and shook his wife's house.
Wow.
So, all this stuff was coming against us, but we took that authority in the spirit of realm, man. We joined hands together, bro. We prayed and bind that stuff up against us in the name of Jesus. So, I think, you know, you can come against that. You're going to get attacked, but you got to come against that and just speak that, the word over that stuff.
Nah, definitely, man. We have to have authority. And, man, I would say this, man, having a relationship is key as well with God, because we saw, yeah. I always talk about this in the Bible, man. There was Paul, and then there was these cats that had no relationship with Jesus, and they had no authority, man. We got to know where we get our authority from. SoCon, man, we're going to go to your song called I Just Want to Praise You. Let's talk about this song, man, because, I mean, this is a song I've been seeing you do a lot lately, man. It gets the people into praise, man. Talk about it.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of times we got a lot of artists, man, where we doing Christian, the hip-hop stuff, but a lot of times what we're missing is the praise part. That we can do the hype, the crunk, you know, the club-type stuff, but I think there's a time and a place where we got to break that down and bring the people into a presence of God where we just praising Him.
Yeah.
Just worshiping God. So I made a song called I Just Want to Praise You with Mike O, man, and it's basically just like in Psalms 34:1, we're talking about, you know, we bless the Lord at all times, His praise should continuously be in my mouth. So we was made and created to praise and worship God. So it all falls back to, you know, just I just want to praise Him. But whether it's, if I'm in a bad situation, I'm just going to praise Him. If I'm in a good situation, I'm just going to praise Him. It don't matter, man. It's not about us. It's all about Him. So I think that's where the song came from.
All right, y'all. Let's check this song out. I Just Want to Praise You. T. Hattie, Mike O. Oh, not T. Hattie. SoCom and Mike O. On Yada the King Radio. Let's go, y'all.
Lord, you woke me up this morning, but you didn't have to do that. You couldn't let me die in my sin, but you found me, Lord. And I give my life to you and I worship you. And I wrote this letter to you, Lord. Listen.
My mission changed my life. Made me a better man. Went ups and downs, but your love I can stand. I swear I just wanna praise you. 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 You turned my life around. Took away my pain. I gotta tell the world of your glorious name. I swear I just wanna praise you. 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 So I wrote this letter now. Cause even through the ups and downs, Lord, you've always been around. I don't deserve your grace, I'm feeling like I let you down. I wanna do your will, but I need it for you to show me. Teach me, Lord, the world will let it fall. Chew me up and spit me out. Remind me of the old ways that I don't wanna be about. I'm renewed though, filled with the Holy Ghost. I find my Father's business, so I'm headed down another route. Yes, this is a new direction, and I ain't going back. He took the cross for my sin, and I ain't blowing that. For everything, but I gotta focus. Yes. Depend on Jesus, so when Jesus said I put my hope in, yes. I let my flesh fall and let my spirit rise. Just wanna thank you, Lord, amazing how you changed your life. You changed my life, made me a better man. Ups and downs, with your love I can stand. I swear I just wanna praise you. 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 You turned my life around, took away my pain. I gotta tell the world. I just wanna praise you, I just wanna praise you, I just wanna praise you. I just wanna praise you, so I lift my hands up in this place. I'm on my knees, I'm bowing down, walking your spirit in this place. I just wanna tell the whole world about your glorious name, and I refuse to quit until every person seeking your face. Yes, I admit I refuse you, true like Peter denies you. Now I know your truth, you found me and I'm walking beside you. Now I'm telling the nations about how great that your name is. Everything you did for me is way beyond being famous. You made so many changes that only you can do. Gave me a choice and now I see the light, I'm choosing you. Ain't nothing in this world but lies, so I'm seeking the truth. Lord, you made me new, so I'm spreading your word, sharing the fruit. Every opportunity your mercy give me, I'm gonna take it. Tell the lost about your son, so many sinners see the hate. They tell me if they knew the truth and everything you did for us. Sinners will repent and praise Jesus for the spirit of love. You changed my life, made me a better man. Ups and downs, with your love I can stand. I swear I just wanna praise you. 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 You turned my life all around, took away my pain. I gotta tell the world of your glorious name. I swear I just wanna praise you. 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 I just wanna praise you.
Save us.
When I was a sinner,
you gave me salvation. Yeah, yeah.
You're my joy, my peace.
my fire.
Lord, you are my one desire.
And I don't wanna let you go, no.
Because your love to me is unbelievable. You are a miracle. You are so wonderful. You are so beautiful.
It's amazing how you changed my life. Made me a better man. Ups and downs with your love, I can stand.
I swear
I just wanna praise you.
Song lined up, but then I heard Mike O on this SOCOM song, and I was like, man, let me throw that in. Mike O, Take Me Away, and you know, we banging that good old music on Yada the King. SOCOM, he's banging with us, man, and you know, it's no gang banging or nothing like that, but it's kingdom banging, baby. What I thought you knew. Now, SOCOM, man, I ain't gonna front, you be having some cold shades, man. How many pair of glasses you got, boss?
I got two or three. I always lose them, man. That's why I get new ones.
Okay.
I always forget them at the concert. I'll set them down and they can't find where they at, so I gotta go get another pair. I don't get them expensive ones. You know, you go in the mall, they got the little store in the middle.
Yeah, the $5 joints.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Two for ten.
Yeah. No, that's what's up. Yeah, I mean, as long as they look clean. I did have some that I rocked for a minute, and they started changing colors on me, man, and I was kind of hot about that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was, oh, man. But we got SoCom getting it in, man. And his album just came out, man. Talk about this album for those that haven't got it yet.
Man, this album, I'm really excited for this. That's probably the most excited I've been for any release that I've ever put out. The album is called Infinite Glory. Basically, you know, talking about just God is always going to have to get the glory out of everything we do. It's forever. He always forever reigns. So,
yeah.
The project features my boy, C. Micah. We got Canton Jones. We got Lil Prophet, Mr. Dell. We got Kathleen Carnally, which is a Christian contemporary artist. She is featured on one of Vic's songs. We got T. Hattie, Selah Flow, Rick Flow, Michael. My boy JT Logan, another lady named M. Renee out of Virginia. So we just going in, man. This project got 19 tracks on there, and it's to me, man, this is my best project to date.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are excited for the release, and I'm getting a lot of, when it released a few days later, I got a lot of reports back, man, that people is really, really, you know, liking this album, which is a blessing, man. So I give, you know, first I give praise to God for that, man. And I like to thank all the supporters out there that's supporting the project, because, you know, and it's not just me. If you support any Christian artist, man, it's a major blessing, because what happens is you get on the charts and people start seeing that. Just like when Lecrae hit the charts,
yeah,
started seeing them under, like, Lil Wayne and Eminem and all these guys. And people are like, who is this dude? You know, where are you coming from? And when they started, they maybe download his album, and they're like, you know, wow, this is Christian stuff. I didn't know it could be like this. So a lot of, there's so many people out there that don't know that there's Christian hip-hop out there still to this day.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not just for me, but support, you know, any artists that come out, you know, and just download their stuff. Because the more downloads you get, man, the more people going to hear the music.
Yeah, that's right, man. And when where can I go get this album out, man?
Of course, you can get on basically anywhere online. They got iTunes. You get on Amazon. BestBuy.com. They got the Family Christian Bookstores. If you're in the area, you go to Family Christian Bookstore. It's not on the shelf. You can get it through the kiosk and ask them if they can order it for the shelves. Basically, anywhere online, the CDs are sold. And they also got them in Martell's. So then you can also go to www.soldierchristonthemission.com. You can hit me up on my Facebook page. We got some package special deals that we just doing in-house as well. So y'all pick up the project, man.
That's what's up, man. So, man, any upcoming news you want to share? You said you got a big announcement coming in January. You're going to keep that under wraps. But what else you got popping off, man?
I'm going to be out in Oklahoma City on November 19th, I believe, which is a Saturday, out in Oklahoma City for the Hip Hop Unity Conference they got out there with my boy Apostle that they put down out there. So
yeah.
If you guys are out there in Oklahoma City area listening to the podcast, man, come check us out there. And also this movement tour, it's not just, the movement tour ain't done, man. So if anybody want to book the movement tour, you can email me at kingdommusicmovement.com or at hotmail.com. Just how I spell, kingdommusicmovement@hotmail.com. Just shoot us an email and we'd be happy to come out and do this, the movement tour in your city.
Yeah.
We're just going to continue to go forward wherever God leads us, man. If any booking and info, just hit us up, man. We'd be happy to come to your city.
All right, man. Any last words you got for the people, boss?
Yeah, man. Give a shout out to my boy Marquise. He out of the King. Him and his wife, Precious, man. And my wife always, you know, we met these dudes out here when I first got to Washington, man. These guys, you know, you hear them on a radio show, but these guys, man, they just so humble and so just cater to people, man. It's like the dude texted me like, hey, bro, you need any help at your event or whatever. You know, you're not going to get too many authentic people like that, man. So we just love these guys, man. My wife and his wife is talking. They both prayer warriors. So, yeah, these are real, real Christians, man. It's just going hard for God. We love y'all, man. And give a shout out to my boy, C. Micah, Apostle, Jay May. Y'all stay tuned for these guys. C. Micah is going to drop his project early next year. Just shout out to all the supporters out there, man. God bless y'all.
All right, man. Hey, so kind. We appreciate it, man. And we're going to continue to minister in prayer for you, man, and pray that God continues to open the doors up and labor together, man. You out here in the Pacific Northwest, so we got to collab, man. And that's really what's up, man. And, man, you know what I'm saying? We're going to see what's up, man. We'll see you soon.
Yes, sir. God bless y'all.
All right, bro. Life. All right, man. That was awesome getting it in with So Calm. Chopping it up with a man, getting to hear about his ministry. If that was your first time hearing about him, man, go ahead and check out his music, Infinite Glory. His album, it's on iTunes and all that, man. Go ahead and pick that up. Support the movement, man. And that's really what it is, man. Look, check it out. I'm about to do this, man. We're going to go to the song RTL featuring Chase Sutton called I Know on Yacht of the King Radio. Here we go.
I know it gets tough out here, you know what I mean? But we gonna get you through it. Here's a little something to encourage you.
I know you got a lot of stress and you're dealing, trying to keep your head to the ceiling.
Hey.
You wanna hustle, trying to get up out the struggle now. You ain't gotta do it that way.
Look, I know it's tough trying to do right, live safe. Okay. You in the mix, life's
cutting like a DJ.
Fam, take it easy. Hey. Faith walking greasy. Hey. Saints like Drew think you need a Hail Mary. Instant replay, rerunning what's happening. When life is tough, ass and acting. No retreat, time for action. Satan's always only attacking. When wall meets backing, you get discouraged, then you wanna get the packing. What's happening? You asking God, Lord, please change my circumstance. But God is trying to change you, not that circumstance. Faith, gotta walk it out. Left on the right route. Life bananas, God ain't bring you this far to feel out. He's always there to the end since the day he met ya. He never leaves us alone like bill collectors. Yeah, this ain't no FedEx Christianity. You got it twisted. God don't make no overnight celebrities move.
I know you got a lot of stress and you're dealing, trying to keep your head to the ceiling.
Hey.
You wanna hustle, trying to get up out the struggle now. You ain't gotta do it that way. Go back and
I know.
Forth.
It gets hard.
And I know.
You fall star.
And I know.
You fall short.
And I know.
It falls apart.
And I know.
It hurts hard.
And I know.
It leaves scars.
And I know.
To trust God.
And I know.
Hey. Your money a little funny, change a little strange, days a little cloudy, need shelter from rain, forget the Lord reigns as you start to reminisce about them rock boy days, money hand over fist, hot as an iron stain, pressing your luck, made bucks like Milwaukee, Cali, can't stay cushed up, diamonds and pearls, prints, beautiful girls, back in nines like September, pop bottles, you remember the day, you threw some D's on it, stash box keys on it, rats in the hood scream, throw some more cheese on it, threes on it, kicking packs, childish ways, hang your caddies,
never lack.
But what about the times you spent on court, doing bids, never show, Dirty Bird, Atlanta Hawk, all your homies lining chalk, loud party, solo walk, minor league, major talk, the good, the bad, yes, all of that, you must remember looking back.
I know you got a lot of stress and you're dealing, trying to keep your head to the ceiling.
Hey.
You wanna hustle, tryna get up out the struggle now. You ain't gotta do it that way. Go back and
I know. It gets hard.
And I know.
You fall star.
And I know.
You fall short.
And I know.
It falls apart.
And I know.
It hurts hard.
And I know.
It leaves scars.
And I know.
To trust God.
And I know.
Hey. I'm holding your promise, cause Father, you promised that you would work all things for my good. See, Lord, I need this, cause Father, I promise my family I'll get us out of the hood. And though I try and try and try
to do the best I can,
it goes good, good, good,
but then it's bad again.
Oh Lord, I'm calling, oh Lord, I'm calling, cause I don't wanna do that, don't wanna go back, no.
Yeah, His mercy's good enough when life's not on the up and up. Like 20 foes on a lack, you got to rise up and overcome like MLK back in 61. He'll close the doors on your arc when rainy seasons come. Not Superman, but he's something like a superhero. You can't do it, God's the one who makes your hero super. So quit that back, off the back. God ain't having none of that, like AP can't keep running back.
I know you got a lot of stress and you're dealing, trying to keep your head to the ceiling.
Hey.
You wanna hustle, tryna get up out the struggle now. You ain't gotta do it that way. Go back and I know.
It gets hard.
And I know.
You fall star.
And I know.
You fall
short. It falls apart. It hurts hearts. It leaves scars. To trust God. Ayy.
Y'all know we all been there. Well, it's like we ain't called everybody in our phone book and ain't nobody around. It's like everyone's having a party and forgot to invite you. But take note of that. It might be God wanting to spend some time with you. Sitting home, all alone. Can't get no one to answer the phone. Call the homies like two or three times, but no one picks up the line. I don't know if they igging me, or maybe it wasn't meant to be. Okay, I catch the clue. Lord, I need to spend time with you. I need to fall back, can't just do me. I need to slow down, give God QT. It's so essential, detrimental. Keep my mind right, slow down my mental. The world all around is at a fast pace. The peace that I need is right in my face. Stop, yield, I see the signs. You and me, God, let's spend some time.
It's not that the homies are dissing me. It's a sign, Lord, that I need to spend some time.
To know the time with the Father, it's less than optional, more than needed. To stay on top and be undefeated. We get caught up with this life, but what's life not spent with Christ? It is nothing, it is nada. Gotta spend time not caught up with the worries and cares of the earth. Spend time with Jesus and see what it's worth. So I'm gonna do what I gotta do. Shut it all down, spend time with you.
Maybe I need to stop my grind. Drop that line, I'll pick up the phone. Maybe I need to stop my grind.
Mission featuring Mike Lee Sr. Spend some time with you, man. We got to make sure we're taking the time out to spend it with God. I think that's very important, especially, man, for the topic of the day, authority. I'll say this, man. The only way that we can have authority is having a valid relationship with God. But let's talk about just authority in general. You know, I've seen a lot of people say this, say that when it comes to authority. They got, you know, their opinions. They feel that their opinions are higher than even those in authority. Let's even just talk about the church, man. We have God actually established this authority, or I guess leadership is another word that we can use. We see it back in Moses' day, man. I mean, they, even before that, there was always a leader. God had ordained a leader. And they talk about that in the Bible, where all authority that has been placed in authority has been ordained by God. You know what I'm saying? And some people will say, man, what about these bad cats, or what about these people that were acting shiesty and doing all kind of stuff? Unfortunately, as long as they are telling us, I ain't going to say unfortunately, as long as they are telling us to do things that are not contrary, as long as they are telling us to do things that are not contrary to the word, we have to do them, even if we don't like it. But when authority, the only time we do not have to obey authority, and this is in the word of God, is when they tell us to do something contrary to the word of God. Now somebody will say, but this authority told me to do something contrary to the word of God one time, but then he told me to do something like, let's say your parents may not be believers. They told you to do something that was ungodly, but then at the same time, they also told you to clean your room. Now it is your job to clean your room because you're supposed to be obedient to your parents. And this is the cold thing about being obedient to authority. We see people like in the Bible, like Daniel, who now his king, every king that he was with was not a Christian king. That means every choice that they made wasn't like the gospel, or it wasn't like you need to do this, or, you know what I'm saying, this is what the Bible says. No, they were telling him to do some stuff that Daniel did not agree with. And Daniel made a stance and said, hey, when it comes to that right there, I'm not going to do that because that offends my God. And if I do that, I'm at a bad relationship place with my God. Let's talk about when Daniel was told not to pray. Now, the king, Daniel and the king were real close friends. So the king didn't even realize when he made this law that this was going to stop Daniel from doing what he already was doing. So what happens is Daniel, he said, hey, man, like, you know, I respect the king. I'm going to do what he says. But when he told me to only pray to him, I cannot do that. I have to make sure what I'm doing is pleasing to my God, because God is the ultimate authority. So look, when things are like from God, as long as they are under his will and somebody tells you to do it, we must obey. But anytime they tell you to do something contrary to the will of God, then we have to say, hey, look, I cannot get down with that. You know what I'm saying? And us being obedient, even when some of them are harsh, it even told back in the Bible, it says slaves be obedient to your masters, even if they deal with you harshly. By doing that, you can minister to that person or whoever's in authority. You have the opportunity to obey them and be able to minister to them. Now, I'll tell you this. Let's say you're at a job, and Lord knows we all be at jobs, and sometimes it be tough, man. It be tough to obey, man. It be tough to listen to them because they're telling you to do this. They're telling you to do so much things. They might have an attitude when you do it. But I tell you this, man, when you do what they say without mumbling, without complaining, man, it definitely changes the way that they'll even come and talk to you later on. They might be like, man, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have did that. But if you act out, it can cause a lot of problems. And I'm going to say this, man. You look in the Bible, it's clear that the children of Israel, really the reason why they could not go into the promised land was because a lot of their mumbling and complaining, thinking that they knew more than Moses, Aaron, whoever was in authority. They thought that they knew more. So what did we see them do? We saw them trying to come up with their own systems, their own plans to override what Moses is saying, which really Moses was the leader ordained by God. And they were like, man, let me do it like this, or let me do it like that. But God said, no, I want you to do it like this. And us not being obedient to God in that situation causes us to have a lot of problems, man. Not only is us obeying authority good in God's eyes, but it also shields us from getting in trouble. It shields us because God's protection is now over us. And like I said, man, SoCon was talking about a book he had read, John Bevere, Honest Reward. Actually, he watched the DVD. I read a book by John Bevere, also called Undercover, which deals with a lot about authority. I want y'all to go read that, man. I think it's very important for us to understand authority, man, in God and in the kingdom of God, how we can operate in it. Even in the spiritual realm, when people are sick, we have the power to heal them if we are under God's authority. That's part of the stuff that God left us with. When Jesus said, greater works they will do those that follow me, man. And that's what we got to be about, man. I'm the warrior, Don Christian. And this is Yada the King Radio. Let's get out of here, y'all.
Me, so I yada da, Shabbat da, I yada da, I yada da. This
power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we out of the
key,
Shabbat the
key.
We out of the
key,
we out of the
key.
I always gotta keep my praise.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit YadaDaKing.com
for the latest episode on Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada Da King?
Yada Da King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada Da King Radio now on GospelNW.com.